This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The South is as known for its hospitality as it is for its bigotry. What makes it, that makes it the perfect punchline for a lot of jokes.
If your wife says she's game and you shoot her, you might be a redneck.
Hey, Sheriff, I'm trying to learn Southern. Is this saying anything?
It's the biscuits and gravy. It is.
That's it.
Everyone in the South moves like they've just had two helpings. They're like, I should have had that second.
But those kind of jokes have gotten pretty old for my next guests. Cliff Cash, Tom Simmons, and Stuart Huff are comedians. They describe their Sick of Stupid comedy tour as, quote, voice of reason with a Southern accent. The show takes on racism, religion, politics, and their goal is to show audiences that not all Southerners are stuck in the past. They'll perform next Wednesday night at the Bay Street Theater in Savannah. Right now, they're spread all over the South. From Wilmington, North Carolina, we have Cliff Cash with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, Tom Simmons. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, and Stuart Huff is in Athens, Georgia. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
We are doing good.
Good. So I read, at least, that you guys admit that this is more than a comedy tour, that it does qualify as activism. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. Tom and I and Cliff, we've been doing comedy for over 20 years, mostly in the South, and you kind of get tired of that prejudgment, you know. So the three of us together are trying to say, hey, there's another side of it, you know. There's another side of being just a Southern comedian.
It seems like it might be a little bit of a thin line to dance on. Let me play you this Cliff. This is Stuart's joke about the South losing the Civil War.
In my opinion, the greatest thing that's ever happened in the United States of America is that the South lost the Civil War. Look at how we act now, and we lost. Holy can you even fathom the level of arrogance if we would have won? We have to be the most arrogant losers in the history of warfare. We still reenact the damn thing. Who in the hell reenacts a loss?
So, Stuart, I mean, you're basically having to repeat Southern stereotypes in order to make fun of those stereotypes. Is that kind of a difficult fine line?
Sometimes, yeah, I think so. And I think a big part of it is using the word we. I'm not disconnecting myself from the judgment. That's one thing I liked about when the Confederate thing kind of came back up again, was a lot of people distanced them. A lot of people in the South said, oh, I wasn't a part of it. But I think the word we is important.
Tom, would you agree with that?
Yeah. When he just said that about the rebel flag, it's like, yeah, the South doesn't need a flag that represents racism and ignorance. Our voting record takes care of that, is what I think. You know?
Like, yeah.
People tend to, I don't know. What was the question again? I'm sorry. I was still listening to Stuart's joke.
I was asking if you agree with Stuart, which may have gotten you bored, but let me actually play for you.
This is the earliest Tom's been awake in 3 years.
Let me play one of your jokes, Tom. This is from the YouTube show, So Then There's This. And this is a joke about the current debate over bathrooms, access for transgender people in bathrooms.
The idea that transgender people will attack children in a bathroom is a myth. It's a total myth, and yet Christians adamantly believe it. Why would Christians believe a myth?
Oh, wait, never mind.
So that's not specifically about the South, but come on, this is the Bible Belt. And I wonder if you ever are concerned, this is true of any comedian, but especially in the South, if you're ever concerned about doing a show here and kind of trampling on people's very sacred beliefs.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I like to go after all those beliefs, which are also, I go after my own beliefs, you know, but yes, I that's the fun of it, is to make you question your beliefs and our beliefs and find the punchline that sort of makes everybody laugh whether they agree or not. You know what I mean? Like, everybody might not agree with that joke you just played or laugh at that joke that you just played, but there's two in front of it and three after it that sort of fit that theme that maybe change your mind a little bit, you know? And that's the comedy I've always loved, you know what I mean? And not all Southerners have been what we are saying the stereotype is. Bill Hicks was a Southerner. There's, you know, Blake Clark. There's people that have... There's a lot of liberals in the South, and that's sort of who we're trying to reach. You know, you don't normally, and yes, sometimes the crowds turn against you, and
but you get
it's worth
heckled?
It to me. It's worth it to me. You know, generally, if you have good punchlines, you don't get heckled. You know, aside my mind. But sometimes people get very mad and they'll yell out their opinion, and then you got to take control of the room, so you got to kind of overpower them. And most times, most people are on the side of good. You know, sometimes people get punched. Stewart's been punched on stage, and
what,
you know,
wait,
takes
what?
A little bit further.
You can't just mention
she
that.
Said, wait,
right, right.
Wait.
And then,
my crowds usually just yell "Make America Great Again" when they're upset. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, then, if we're going to talk about that, let's play another joke. I don't know if this one got you punched, Stewart, but this is from the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Not in the South, but this is a joke about global warming.
A preacher in Texas recently said that global warming is God's revenge for abortion. I know there's a couple of people in this room that are thinking the same thing I thought when I read that. A preacher in Texas believes in global warming.
Stuart, what got you punched?
That was not it. That was not what got me punched. I was actually in Macon, Georgia, and I got a little bit of setup to this before we get to the big punch. One of my sisters is a lesbian, and I donated sperm to her and her partner so they could have a baby. Okay, and I am an Uncle Baby Daddy. Yeah, and for those of you guys listening, it was my sister's wife who was pregnant, not my sister.
Thank God for that. So you're not a true Southerner.
And there's a Southern punchline that's needed. I'm from Kentucky, but I'm not that Kentucky, you know. And I would have to say that every night because the judgments would come in. But anyway, so I was telling a story about the process of donating sperm to my sister and her partner, right, in Macon, Georgia. And I'm on stage, and I just hear a guy yell out, the F word. And I turn, and he's on stage already.
Oh,
and
boy.
he punched me in the face. Yeah.
But did he break anything? Like your nose?
No, he didn't break my nose or my will to continue.
The timing of that joke was broken up a little bit, probably.
I would imagine it throws off your timing. If you're just joining us, my guests are stand-up comedians Cliff Cash, Tom Simmons, and Stuart Huff. They're Sick of Stupid Tour and Comedy hopes to defy perceptions about the South. And we've kind of left Cliff you out of it for a little bit. Let's bring in one of your jokes. You opened a set at the Comedy Attic again in Indiana with a prayer here. Let's take a listen to that.
Lord, I just want to thank you for Kim Davis in Kentucky, Lord, that she was able to just keep laser focused on what's truly important. That despite 21,000 children dying every day of starvation, Kim is able to really stay on track for your work, Lord, which is keeping people who love each other from having marital rights. And just put your protective blanket shield over her.
So, Cliff, what is the difference? Is there a difference between the way these jokes are received in a place like Indiana as opposed to Macon, Georgia?
Clearly, from Stuart's story.
Nobody punched you in Indiana. Yeah.
No. I had a guy stab me, but it was just very...
Wait, is that a joke?
I'm kidding. you know,
that is a joke.
Here's my answer, I think, across the board, is if you're in a cool town with smart people and some culture and some arts community and maybe a college or whatever, no matter where you are in the country, you can do this material. You can do it in Birmingham, you can do it in Huntsville, you can do it in Bloomington, you can do it in New York City. Where I think it gets literally physically dangerous in Stewart's case is going somewhere where either the venue or the town itself doesn't have a community of those type of people, or they didn't make it out to the show. And I mean, there are times when I walk into a room and I I cower and say, I'm just going to do my TV jokes. I'm going to do my jokes about dumb music and TV shows and my wife making me wash the dishes all the time. And I steer away from it because I know what the consequences can be. And
Like you're reading the room? Is that?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's why I respect Stuart so much for... He's just going to do that material no matter what. And if he accidentally, you know, gets on stage in Klan country, he's still doing those jokes. And it's brave to do that. I mean, it's brave to get on stage and do comedy anyway. But when you know that there's a pretty good chance somebody's going to try and hurt you, it takes a lot of guts. And, yeah, if I know I'm in a really – if I know I'm in a setting where everyone disagrees with my belief system, I'll tend to – take the edges off a little bit and sort of turn it down. But I very much like to not be in those settings. And that's what this tour is about, is we're all three, that's the kind of comedy that we want to do, and we want crowds that want to hear it. And so we're kind of speaking that into existence and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. We want you, if you think this sounds like a cool idea, then you are the person we want in the crowd. And it's kind of a safe space for us to do comedy and for the crowd to come and hear that kind of comedy. And with the understanding that everybody in the room isn't necessarily an outspoken progressive. I think there are a lot of people in the South who are very much closeted progressives who aren't racist and aren't homophobic and aren't bigoted, but are surrounded in their everyday lives by people who are and are afraid to speak up and admit how they really feel, and this is a safe space for them to come too, and maybe realize they're not alone, and you know, hopefully, get a little courage of their own.
So, Stuart, why do you insist on doing this material, even in rooms where you might get punched in the face?
Well, I think this is the biggest thing to me is I'm doing this for. This is my art. That's the way I consider it. I'm not going to get in my car and drive 8 hours to entertain a bunch of dumb, drunk rednecks, you know? I'm driving 8 hours to do what I want to do, and I hope that they like it. But as soon as I change to try to please them, then it's hard to sleep at night. I just find it very difficult to do that. I think I would have quit 10 years ago. But when I go and do what I want to do, even when they're mad, I'm happier about that than the flip side of it. You know,
most times they don't get mad, right?
Most of the times, right?
Yes. Every now and then you run into people that are they want to stand up and be like, "No, I don't believe that," and I'm coming at you for it. But mostly, you know, we find the way to make them laugh or to make enough people around them laugh that they won't rise up like that.
If the joke is good enough.
Yes, and if the show overall has got enough joy and hope in it,
it feels like that's like the highest stakes judge of the quality of your work, right? Because if the joke isn't good enough, you might get punched in the face.
Right. It's not quite jester level where the king just was like, that's not funny. It's just the dungeons you go, you know? You just got to go back to your hotel room and be like, they hated me.
Right. Order Jimmy John's.
Tom, yes. Do you sometimes put on an accent that I mean, none of you have a really thick accent. Do you sometimes put one on during the show?
Not really. Sometimes it comes out a little bit more, or generally when I do characters or when I do the sort of straw man that I'm making fun of, I'll southern it up a little bit. But generally, I just do what I do, you know. And sometimes I'm a little more southern, depending on.
You know what's
Whatever.
Interesting about accents to me is, like, when I'm in Macon, I don't really have that thick of an accent, or when I'm in Knoxville or whatever. But when I go to Seattle, all of a sudden, thick accent.
Yes.
Huh,
and
interesting.
I will walk on stage and say, "How y'all doing?" in Aspen, Colorado, or Seattle, or, you know, Canada. And I'll automatically feel the judgment. People, what? Oh, my gosh. And then 10 minutes in, 5 minutes in, whatever it is, they realize... I am not what they thought I was, and then it's such a release in the room. Hmm. And the majority of the people I go and you know, perform in Portland, Oregon, and people will come up and after the show and say, "You're not anything what I thought you were gonna be." That's right. I hear that all the time.
Well,
but I when get, I go like, to when Augusta, I do show,
yeah.
Let me ask you one more question, and I'll direct this to Cliff. We got a tweet from Michael who says, "How are these guys different than the cable guy? They're still stupid jokes, just with a liberal bent."
Wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Wrong, because you don't like Stuart's doing jokes about like scientific knowledge and humanity and how we respond to things, and I'm doing jokes about some of it's about the Federal Reserve banking system and how it works, and we're breaking that down to a level that makes everyday people like ourselves laugh, and we're. It's not that. It's not just like here's a catchphrase. Not what they do is incredible for what they do, but it's not. It's just not. It's not the same. It's thoughtful. It appeals to sort of the greater good in humanity. It's not that. So he's just wrong.
That is.
Yeah, that's a guy who hasn't seen our show, who doesn't know our comedy and. And we would love to have him out at the show to show him that he's wrong.
So there you go, Michael. You can go see the show. Done. It's the Sick of Stupid Tour, and it'll be in Savannah next Wednesday night at the Bay Street Theater. Cliff Cash, Tom Simmons, and Stuart Huff, all the comedians in the Sick of Stupid Tour. Thank you all three so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.